Hi, I'm Nomi, and today I want to talk to you about being the leader of your life. We all want to be the leader of our life, and many times we don't feel that we are. Some other times we feel like we are the victim of our life. What is the secret of feeling, being, acting like the leader of your life? More and more people are training themselves to be the leaders of their life. They want to be coached, they want to be mentored, they want to get tools and grow into that. The movement towards being self-reliant, self-motivated, self-educated, self-empowered is really a dominant color in our modern culture. And it's wonderful that it is so. But we still have a lot of difficulties doing that. And we want to know why, and we want to understand what is the direct road there? Because we don't want to waste a lot of time. We want to get there as fast as we can, since life is ticking. The question I want to pose to you is, do you recognize that part, the inner leader, inside of yourself? And if you do, do you know how to step into those shoes of that part of yourself? And do you know how to walk in those shoes? Sometimes we know about it kind of theoretically. We feel that there is a certain power that lives within us, or some spiritual understanding. Some people call it the higher self. I don't actually call it that way, but we do have a sense of it. But between having a sense of it and actually living it, living within it, acting from there, feeling from there, living from there, thinking from there, that there is a big difference. This part of you that I'm calling your inner leader, I also call it your expanded self, is your guide. It is your healer. It is your inner parent. It is the one that holds in its consciousness your optimal life, the vision of your optimal life, and the path for fulfilling your purpose and your destination. So this is the big guy inside of you. It knows the big guy, the big girl, the big entity within you that can take you where you really, your soul, your spirit wants to go. As I said before, a lot of us have a sense of our personal power and our wisdom, but many times we're not living from there. We're not leading our life from there. So we need to know how to tap into that part. We need to know how to strengthen that part of us. And we need to know what are the other parts of us that, like our emotional self, our defensive self, these parts are not really leadership material. They're there, we love them, they're fine, but they're not your leader. So, in this series, I want to talk to you about ways, exercises, actions, meditations, insights that you can do, that you can experience, to ground you in your inner leader and get the most tools that you can get to create your inner leader as a strong, powerful, expressive, direct, onward forging inner leader. We'll talk more. Subscribe to listen to the next part, and maybe the next part, and the next part. And the main thing is stay open to the possibilities that live within you. All that you can be is right there.